it's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
All right. And Greg Flam, he's in studio at DuPage Picker. We do the Swap Meet every Wednesday night here on the download, 312-981-7200. What memorabilia, collector's item, junk do you want to brag about? 312-981-7200. Greg, good to see you, buddy. How you doing, man?
How you doing, Justin? That's all right.
All right. So, of course, we get together every Wednesday night as you comb the area for treasures, unlocked treasures. What do you got for us this week?
Well, as I mentioned, I take what the defense gives me this week. And this week, there was a good sale in Oak Brook, and I found, they had a lot of puzzles and games and things like that. And I found some sealed, puzzles that are about $30 each, and you pay like $2 for them, so it's still a profit. And some beer signs. I got an older Stroh's beer. This was
Stroh's. I mean, Stroh's is spoken here,
right? And this was actually part of a display. They had the actual plastic truck in front of it. But this, just this piece of it, is about $30 to $40 for that. So
really,
that was good.
So old beer. Is big.
Yeah, people want the older stuff. They don't like the repro.
Anything that has the old, really sharp aluminum sort of peel tops, right? Can you get one of those? You know what I'm talking about? Remember those old cans where you'd like peel that thing back?
Yeah, the pull tab,
So many cuts on the fingers.
right. Yeah, and then a Heineken one. This one's probably $15, but still.
No Löwenbräu? You didn't find any Löwenbräu?
No, I didn't see that. Meisterbräu is kind of the big thing
right now. Is Meisterbräu the go-to?
Meisterbräu, Pabst, Hams, they're kind of the go-to, the higher ones that are in vogue right now.
Those are in vogue. Yeah. Hipsters bring it back. Right. I'm looking forward to when Stroh's and Löwenbräu and those beers become the hipster du jour.
Right.
Right? Then you feel like then we're getting somewhere.
Right.
When Logan Square opens up the new Löwenbräu bar,
right,
I'm in.
It seems people are switching from Pabst to Hams because too many people are jumping on the Pabst.
Yeah, the PBR.
Yeah, so.
312-981-7200. Hey, do you have some old beer stuff? Do you have some puzzles? I was going to say, they have to essentially, I was just in my mind, I'm like, if they're not sealed, if they're just used, they're worth nothing.
Yeah, especially a puzzle because so many pieces.
It'd be like one piece missing.
Right.
I would be the jokester who would do that. To pull one out just so the next person's like sweating over it and they get it all done. There's one missing.
Yeah. Yep.
I got like maybe, I feel like the family got 4 or 5 puzzles for Christmas.
Yeah. And you put them together when the lights went out rainy day.
And I'm looking forward to it. I had this. I made the mistake. I think I talked about it on the show. I bought a puzzle. This was a couple months ago in the summertime. I was like, I'm going to do a puzzle, And I have no idea. And I bought a 1,000-piece puzzle that was a candy basket.
Oh, nice.
And so when I started to do it, it was like all just like orange M&M, like the Reese's pieces and some chocolate. It was impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Those are the impossible ones.
All right, so 312-981-7200. If you have something that you want to brag about, you want to see if it's worth anything, you want your stuff, it's kind of like Antiques Roadshow for Chicago memorabilia here at the Swap Meet. 312-981-7200. Before we get to the calls, Weed Shoes from Crystal Lake, WHEDE. So Weed Shoes is what the place was called on 14 there. He was also the mayor of Crystal Lake. The Weeds was. Back in the day.
Okay.
I know it doesn't mean anything to you, Greg, but you know what? I mean, we're on a Crystal Lake kick. We're going to Duke's. Pete and I talked about the idea of possibly doing the swap meet live at Duke's, like to bring you out because it wasn't your day, right?
No, I'm up for it.
And have people, the problem is we try to figure out, like, people would have to bring their, maybe, like, kind of like Antiques Roadshow is, where you bring your stuff, like, this is a bat.
Yep.
I got this bat. But maybe we can make it very specific.
Might be worth a shot.
Maybe I'll just have my dad come out and all his books that he's got. We just do an hour with my dad, you and my dad.
Right, we can evaluate the trains that you were talking about.
Yeah, there you go, right? All right, 312-981-7200. The number to call to get ready, get in queue here for the swap meet, which we'll do right after the break. I'm interested because puzzles, I guess, you know, the ones that you have, I mean, they're sealed and they're...
Right. I only would even consider buying them if they're sealed, like we talked about. But, yeah, I mean, some of them can be, like, hundreds of dollars. I mean, I've seen people who are, like, the connoisseurs of puzzles. I mean, they'll just plop down a stack of them and they'll be scanning them and checking them out. And some of them, you know, that's a whole industry right there. And I'm just, that's not my thing. But I, if they're sealed, I'll take a chance for a dollar or two.
Well, I mean, coming up, I mean, it's interesting because I would think that you would get more money for a puzzle that was something that was iconic, like a Michael Jackson puzzle or something like that.
Yeah, these are more more Hobbit type. That's kind of why I bought it, because some of that, like Dungeons and Dragons, Hobbit, and Lord of the Rings stuff, you know, they have their whole fan base. So that's kind of why I bought one of the three, was that subject matter.
All right, so coming up this weekend is the Chicago Cubs convention, so I think that that might be a good place as well for people who have Cubs memorabilia. I was thinking about this. This, you know, we're kind of joking about this may be the first Cubs convention in probably history. I don't know if they were doing Cubs conventions back in 1908.
Yeah.
After a World Series,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just to think about all the, I mean, if you've been to Cubs conventions, you've collected stuff, Greg can tell you if any of that stuff is worth anything. Yeah. I'm much more interested. I think it was last week. I really got a kick out of the VHS copy of the Cubs Cruise.
Cruise, right. Women in the hot tub.
Yeah, right. They gave you a VHS copy of your time on a Cubs Cruise.
Yeah, that's
And I've
cool.
heard of these strange, who was telling me? A friend of mine was telling me about the Cubs would go down in the days before this big marketing push. They don't do it as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They would, the Cubs players would go on a bus and they'd go downstate. They go to Peoria. They go to other places to, and okay. it became sort of like notorious as a raucous kind of, you know, you sign autographs
right.
and do and then the party ensues. And the next thing you know, they're all jumping to get on the bus as fast as they can,
right.
you know, like that kind of thing.
Yep.
So if you have any stories or memorabilia from Cubs cruises or the what I'm talking about, the Cubs bus,
yeah.
if you will.
Or what do they call when Bears training camp breaks that cruise from Platteville?
Yeah, right,
what
right,
they,
right.
Had the, like,
they had a name for it.
Name for
right,
that.
Right, right, right. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break, and we will get to your calls and texts coming up here on the Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's a Swap Meet here on the download. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker with us tonight. We evaluate your Chicago memorabilia. Call us up. Let us know what you have. Brag about it. We'll tell you if it's worth anything. Let's get right to the phones. Let's go to Michael. Michael, what do you want to brag about, Michael?
Hi, Michael.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Great.
I started collecting these back in the early 70s. I was about 8 or 9. In fact, I still collect them now. Have you ever come across things called wacky packages?
Sure, exactly. They have made them throughout the years, but if you have the ones in the 70s, I just looked it up, and individual cards in mint condition have gone upwards of almost $1,000 just for one card.
What?
Yeah, and it would be like cards with...
What is it? Tell me what it is,
so
Michael.
It was almost like baseball cards where you get a pack of gum.
Spoof.
Yeah.
Spoof stickers.
Yeah, they would spoof products, you know, like if you had whatever, Tide soap, they would change the name.
Like Serena, they call it Fatina. Yeah, just goofy stuff like
real,
that.
Real classic.
Yeah, they would spoof. Yeah, and it'd be a pack.
Hungry pack, like Hungry Jerk.
Right, right, exactly. It'd almost be like Cracked or Mad Magazine making fun of products.
Like Garbage Pail Kids, gotcha.
Right, and it would be a bunch of cards with, and then there'd be a sticker and a pack of gum. And like I just looked,
man.
Some of these from the 70s are going up.
Michael, how much how many of your cards are in mint condition?
At least. I'd say 50 to 75
of
them.
Well, the party is at Michael's
there you go.
house.
That's right.
Yeah,
that sounds
but
good.
There's like there's always that special one you got to find, you know, because
right.
they made duplicates, triplicates, and all that. And,
right. The one
know,
I found.
I used to walk to like White Hen and buy these packages for 25 cents each.
Yeah, I used to get them too. It's funny. And the one I found that was like 1,000 was a takeoff of soap. It was Vial soap, I guess, which is a takeoff of Dial soap. And that one was $9.95.
Really?
Mint condition, yeah.
Where would I go?
And that's
to
sold.
Find?
That's not available. That's sold.
Yeah, that's not just pipe
dream. I've been on table of pretties and whatnot, but who would I go to or talk to?
Well, if you know someone who could, you know, look them up on eBay for you, can get an idea of what they're going for and then decide if you want to sell them, you know.
and then put them out there.
Yeah, and you know, if there's only three or four you want to see with the words, you can, you know, yeah, email me through the Facebook page or at DuPagePicker or DuPagePicker@gmail.
Okay.
And I'd be happy to look them up for you.
Will do.
There you go. All right, Michael, congrats on that. There you go.
Yep, good job.
All right, so right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought Wacky Packs?
You know, on Thursdays, we were talking like, yeah, that's worth 50 cents.
Right.
We moved this thing to Wednesdays. Wednesdays, it's like $1,500, yeah. $1,000
right.
for a jackpot. Card. Come on. All right, let's see. 708 says, I have a quart of Hams beer
right.
inside a ceramic Hams bear, unopened, black and white. So this was the idea that they were ceramic sort of gift items or something like that?
Yeah, I couldn't find that one, but Hams, anything Hams will sell. Even the old beer cans that look like a keg, empty, like used, are still a lot of three or four of those will sell for, I don't know, $20.
I remember my dad in the garage, he had up on the, he had, you know, spent too much time on, you know, doing the decorating of the garage, but up above, like, so where he hung his tools was just, like, all of cans.
Was it a row or, like, a pyramid or something?
Yeah, it's like a row.
Right, okay.
And it's just like, yeah. And the ultimate irony is he doesn't drink.
That,
so I don't know what he was doing. I think he was, like, remembering.
Yeah.
I think he was remembering a time that he did drink.
Maybe. As a child of the 70s, I mean, every one of my friends had beer can collections growing up. You know, we're 13, 14, and we're running around the prairies of Chicago trying to find old beer cans.
See, it seems like it would be now would be the time to do that because of all the craft beer and the, you know,
right.
the Dark Lord stuff or,
right.
you know, it just feels like now would be a time where you want to collect bottles and cans. Back then, you're like, awesome Stroh's.
Yeah, and now.
Awesome old style. Awesome Stroh's.
Right.
Awesome Stroh's. It's another Stroh's.
Right.
You know what I mean, right?
Right. Well, what's fun are the Schmidt beer, because they put out all those different graphics, you know, deer hunting, ice fishing, auto racing.
Right.
You know, those were the cool ones to collect.
713 has a ham sign mm-hmm. that lights up, and the scenery moves with a river and a bear.
That is perfect, yeah.
Greg, that is perfect.
That is, I would totally, like, beeline to that if I saw that at a sale. Yeah, I mean, I had a similar one, Meisterbrau, and it was like $150 I sold for. So,
is it something that you would hang up on the wall kind of thing?
Yeah, that would be the actual sign that they would hang in bars and taverns.
Yeah,
you know, that is the real deal. This isn't like a decorative reproduction that you know they sell. Yeah, so I would have to say $215 start an auction like $250 for that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's
it. It seems like the kind of sign you would see in a cool bar that you would go, oh, man, this place is so cool.
I guess the Holy Grail would be the Budweiser Clydesdale. It was like a circular one where it actually, the horses rode around in a circle, glass circle. That is considered kind of the top one.
They don't make them like they used
right,
to.
Right,
right. Again, like, we need to see more. If I were a beer company like Half Acre or Revolution,
mm-hmm.
I would totally put all my money into bar signs.
Right.
Right? Like, not the ones outside, but the inside stuff, the weird kind of laminate stuff, things like that. 713 says they have the Clydesdale one as well.
Yeah, that is the top one you want to have. Those that's like $1,000, $2,000, you know, for that.
Have I told you how much I love this segment?
Oh yeah.
But just the idea that we are on the radio now talking about what's the most valuable bar sign.
Right.
713 says they owned a bar from 1970 to 1994.
Yeah, that would be if he stored that stuff like in a storage locker somewhere, he's got a gold mine.
Where does ask him, but I mean, you would know. Is that just promotional stuff that's given by beer companies saying, hey, put this up in my bar?
What I understand, it's promotional, and they would actually have it on the beer truck. So when they drop off the beer, they would have a box of this promo stuff that they would give them, you know, kind of like, here, hang this up. This is from the distributor or whatever. And that's how they would get the stuff. Sometimes it would be just delivered, like the neon signs would be delivered. Mm-hmm. But this promo stuff that we're talking about, they would just bring it with the beer. You know, just throw it in the truck with the beer and
then you'd have to make
the
painful decision of whether or not you'd want to tack into your wood paneled walls.
Right, wood panel, right.
312-981-7200, the number. We're playing Swap Meet tonight. What do you want to brag about? We're talking a lot about beer signs and beer memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like there are three categories. I mean, there's more, but you'll get the beer memorabilia. We get a lot of that. Sports memorabilia, of course, with the signed baseballs and bats and things like that. And then there's the third is probably pop culture stuff. The Beatles. We get a lot of, hey, I've got this poster, Beatles.
Right.
And the one that I want more is like this sort of Chicago history stuff. What we started this on, which was amazing, was the unofficial coloring book of Jane Byrne.
Jane Byrne coloring book.
Yeah, the Jane Byrne coloring book, or someone calling in. One of my favorites was I've got a ledger.
Yeah,
from the old
City Hall.
Yeah, City Hall days of Mayor Daley. Just a ledger with a bunch of numbers. I'm like, or FBI might want to look at that.
Was it a Mayor Daley ashtray or something? Yeah. Someone called in with.
Right, exactly. All right, 773 says I have an original Green Ranger Dragon Zord.
Oh yeah.
In box with power coin from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yep.
I got it for $50 at a garage sale in Lyle.
Yeah, I'm gonna look that up, but he's definitely got a gold mine there.
Why is that a gold mine?
It's a all that a like Power Rangers, the earlier stuff is desirable, and like you said, he's got in the box everything. I'm thinking it's, he's got at least $400 and up, you know, auction probably starting right there.
Well, who's looking for Power Rangers stuff?
It's not so much the actual like if as we think of the Power Ranger like man type figure. These are the robot type figures. And that's just got a whole industry, kind of like the Star Wars stuff.
People really?
They're just crazy about this. I mean, to give you an idea, I found a foot for one of these robots, right? And sold it for $56. And it looked like the size of a Matchbox car. And, you know, and it's just the company you want to look for, I think it's called Bandai, B-A-N-D-A-I. So if you see that stamped on any of them, that's the more valuable.
Justin, can I ask a quick question?
Of course.
You guys were talking about power. How about Pokemon? My 7-year-old is completely immersed into Pokemon.
Is that collectibles at this point?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with Pokemon Go, that researched everything Pokemon, and it was still doing okay, especially the earlier stuff. You'd have no problem selling anything Pokemon right now. I'm not saying you would get top dollar, but it will sell. It sells pretty quick.
Really?
Yeah. And
is there a first? I mean, there's a first. You brought in that toy that one time that was like a.
It was a bank actually.
A bank,
and
right?
Battled.
And I still have that, but the was there a first generation Pokemon that people?
Yeah, obviously the older stuff is kind of more desirable, but and because they made so much stuff going forward, they made so much, so you want the earlier stuff, and anything electronic Pokemon is definitely a hot seller.
Well, I
got all excited because I did a Kicker story a couple weeks ago about a Pokemon card which was actually written in Japanese but sold for $50,000.
Yeah, I mean that's
so now I keep telling Aiden, you know, keep the cards in the slipcover, keep them nice and neat.
Yeah, and Rob, I tell Justin, if you buy toys, buy two of them. Put one away and let them play with the other one.
Yeah, right? That sounds lovely.
Yep.
We just take a joy out of life.
Yep.
Let me ask, one category we didn't say was toys. I mean, what about GoBots? GoBots going for any cash?
They're not as high as kind of the Zord toy that the guy texted in with. But, they're still...
How about Thundercats? Thundercats getting some...
Yeah, their early stuff. Yeah. All that early Scarf? 80s stuff. Any 80s toys are hot right now.
No, I love it. That's the second half of the Swap Meet tonight. Me just naming off 80s toys that I remember. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker in studio. 312-981-7200. Keep the texts and calls coming. Take a break so we can get an update on tonight's news. When we come back, we have some good questions about... Evel Knievel. I've got some other toy questions, some more beer stuff. We got a lot to do here.
Great.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Or it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
All right. Download 720 WGN Swap Meet time. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. 312-981-7200. This is a segment we do every Wednesday night where we brag about our best Chicago memorabilia and we evaluate it, see if it's worth anything. Again, 312-981-7200. Let's start with Gary. Gary, what do you want to brag about tonight on the Swap Meet?
Hey, guys. I've got about a 3-foot-tall statue, and it's like Lady Liberty standing on a pedestal holding a globe, and it's a Schlitz sign. It says Schlitz around the globe.
Okay.
And it's Schlitz on the base.
Okay. Do you happen to know a year on that by chance?
Boy, it's got to be. I've had it since the 70s.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely, I have to say, 250 start auction on that.
Yeah.
Schlitz is pretty, you know, obviously Arietta brought it back in the Schlitz era. So that stuff's pretty hot right now.
Not to mention Lady Liberty.
Right, and I couldn't find your item, but the tapper alone is like $300, the Lady Liberty tapper. So.
And you were talking about the Budweiser Clydesdale thing.
Right.
I think the most expensive or the wildest I've ever seen is a buddy of mine had, now he collected mostly Miller.
Right.
So it was probably Miller beer.
Okay.
But it was one of the displays, but it was a car driving up a bumpy road.
Right. Yeah, they did all that with that motion stuff. Together. Yeah, it would be like they would just put that rotating piece of plastic behind there that would make it look like it was moving.
The car and beer together today would not fly.
Right. That's a great point, Gary.
You got it.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Gary. Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
That's a good point, too. I'd love to get on the show some of the artists, like the guys from the 70s who were making all that sort of movement type bar signs.
Another famous one is the Miller High Life. It actually had like the bouncing ball. It looked like it was like bouncing because there was movement behind the front of it.
And that's let's stay on that. A 2 foot square, sorry for seven, a 2 foot square cardboard sign that's a Hawks scoreboard. Looks like it's a Miller product thing. What is that thing? Well, what is that?
Probably just a promotional. If it's obviously beer promotional, it looks like from the picture you showed me, like it was a replica of the Hawks scoreboard.
Okay.
And so it's kind of just.
All right, we'll come back
to
that one.
Yep.
Let's keep going. 708's got a 2005 White Sox World Series train.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Franklin Mint. It's got a track and train cars with it. It works perfectly.
Yeah, it looks like each car was sold separately, I guess. So it was kind of a collection. Mm-hmm. And I saw one sold for $500. So that's not bad.
Wow.
I don't know what he paid for it. Like Franklin Mint, any of that stuff, like the plates and things like that, it depreciates so much after you buy it. I tell people, buy that stuff used, like Hummels and Precious Moments and stuff like that. Buy that stuff used because you're never going to get what you paid for.
815 says, Evel Knievel. 1970s in-box, unopened, hand-cranked wind-up that launches him on his motorcycle.
Now we're in my wheelhouse because that, just pieces for Evel Knievel can go upwards of, $40.
Come on.
Just parts and pieces.
Okay, all right, so it's manageable.
Yes, it's in my price range anyway. But the wind-up Evel Knievel, that was the toy I had as a kid. And like I said, anything 70s, 80s right now is so hot with toys. And Evel Knievel, especially, they made so much stuff of his, too, the rocket ship, for the Snake River Canyon thing and any of that stuff. And just to get parts now is just a nice market.
312 says, I've got a Jeff Dunham talking Walter doll autographed by Dunham himself. Jeff Dunham, the comic, right?
It looks like a ventriloquist thing? Yeah, there looked like there was a series, from looking up, there was probably 10 different dolls, and they're about $30 and up.
Seems like it's probably more to buy that thing than... Yeah.
Right.
847, how about a bobblehead of the Empire Carpet Guy? Now we're getting close.
You would think, but...
No, that's... He's on the commercial, right?
Yeah, the commercial guy, Empire Carpet Guy.
Yeah, but they almost computerized or they animated him after he died.
Yeah, they're still running his likeness anyway. But yeah, only $5, pretty common. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Come on, I like that one. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, Kurt.
I have an old baseball game where you would take the round disc and put it in a slot, and then you would spin the arrow.
Okay.
And there would be numbers on the disc. Mm-hmm. Number one was the home run, and then you'd have base hit, double, triple, and the fielder's choice, the whole nine yards.
Right. Do you remember the brand name offhand?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm not at home. No, I just heard your program. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that it's a Wrigley Field backdrop.
Okay. Cool. That would be cool.
I'm not sure. I'm going to check it out when I get off work in the morning.
Yeah, there's...
I got to pull it out, but...
In the 70s, there were a number of those type of games where, they would give you the playing field, and then they give you, a dial to spin. And I believe it was Catico that was the brand name that made those. And Stat-O-Matic, I think, is one of
Strat-O-Matic.
Them. Stratomatic. Yes, Stratomatic, right.
Yeah.
And, some of those, if you've got all the parts for it, that was the hard thing. I sold one for $100 that had extra cards. I guess somehow they either added on their own, the person who bought it added extra cards. But, if you can find one that has all the pieces, you've got something.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure all the cards are there. But,
yeah.
And I had heard from a friend of mine, he had asked me a few years back if I still had it, because mm-hmm. they made, there's new cards that came out for those.
Okay.
But
check
that
out.
Sell it.
Yeah, don't sell it.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel it seems to me like that's the kind of thing that, you know, you get a rainy day, pull that thing out.
Yep.
Impress everybody around.
One other.
Okay.
I have this football game, and it's like maybe a 12-foot wide by maybe 8 or 10 inches high and maybe 8 or 10 inches deep that you would put a 60-watt bulb in.
Okay.
And on the top of it, you would place your offensive card and your defensive card.
Okay.
And it would show the players
nice.
Going in whatever direction,
right.
whether it was a pass or a running play, wherever.
Right. I brought in a few weeks back, it was called C-Action Football. They made so many cool things like that in the 70s. Uh-huh. This one was kind of like a slide projector where, you know, you different slides,
yeah.
you know, you put your slide in and that would project what play happened and determine the
yeah.
outcome of the game. If it was only that easy these days.
And now it's all in video games. Kurt, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
I believe I had the baseball game, or my dad did, and then we ruined it.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those things like, oh, yeah, this is cool. Rip.
Yep.
You know, it'd be really great. What if we crumpled this? You know, that's usually how you...
Or you yeah. use it in your bicycle spokes, right. you know.
It's the same with, like, the electronic football, where it would, like, kind of do the humming,
mm-hmm.
or, like, the vibration would move the guys.
Okay.
Do you remember that
yeah,
game?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Tudor was the
yeah.
company for that, yeah.
I had that game, and somehow folded the electronic, like, the actual field.
The
had
field
a huge
you
dent in the middle.
Yeah,
because,
it's a little right. tin, yeah.
Yeah, they were tin. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Brian. Brian, what do you want to brag about, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Oh, no bragging, just curious. my sister handed me over it's a picture. It's framed.
Okay.
It's a Wrigley Field, 1945. I want to guess there's no dates or signatures on it. And, you know, the men are all wearing fedoras, and they have the whole highlight. This is when they went to the series at Wrigley.
Okay.
And it still has the old building behind. I forgot. I don't have it in front of me. They had the Budweiser or the factory of a brewing company, Falstaff or something.
Okay.
But you see the cars pulling up the whole 9 yards, and it's Wrigley Field, the whole.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, does that look like someone actually took the photo, or was it like a mass-produced item, you know, like for promotion?
Sure. I think that it's all relative to a certain degree, because I've never seen anything like this, because it feels like canvas, but it is embroidered into it. It's a print.
If you could, maybe text in a picture, and we can help you further with that one.
But, you know, if it's worth 10 cents, then I don't care, because I'm just happy it comes.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Most people take a peek at it, and they're like, that's got to be worth something, dude.
Yeah, just the idea that it's a little bit less, you know, of a uniform
right,
picture
common.
And something different. All right, yeah, text it in if you can, 312-981-7200. Thanks, Brian. All right, let's take a quick break, 312-981-7200. Keep the texts and calls coming. Dave, we'll get to you. I also got a ton of texts to get to as well. Greg Flamm, the Swap Meet, stay with us. All right, back at it. It's a Swap Meet here. Greg Flamm in studio, 312-981-7200. That's so much stuff to get through. 708. What are the tractor pulling toys worth from the 80s? Like the pull sleds,
right?
And
those
the trucks.
Yeah, those are still collectible. I couldn't give you a dollar amount. I'd have to say $40 and $50 and up, depending on condition. But those are always at the front desk of an estate sale. Those, you know, protecting mm-hmm. those.
815 says a 1991 Score collector set, 900 player cards, 72 Magic motion cards, with 7 bonus Cooperstown cards, still plastic wrapped. What is that?
They look like they were like baseball cards.
Oh, okay,
like collector
cards.
Okay,
got it.
From what I'm finding,
unfortunately, collector set. I see. So Score is the brand.
Yeah, and it looks like they were unfortunately starting at 10, but it sounds like he's got quite a bit more than what a normal seller would be selling. So yeah, it could be any, you know, at that point.
I see
baseball
what you
cards.
Mean, yeah, I see. So he's got the full set.
Yeah,
I feel like for a long time I give credit to my dad because when we were kids, from maybe 10 to 15, mm-hmm. we would get the full set. You know, in the box.
That's what you want, yeah.
And then we would open it and destroy it.
Right.
I think you're getting a trend. You're feeling a trend in the Kaufman household. Nothing. We had this segment, there's so many things. I'm like, oh, I had that. I could have made some money. Rip. Yeah. We just ripped it. We destroyed it.
Yep. Yeah, you want to buy the full set, but yeah, I'd like to meet your dad.
He'll tell you. He'll be like, oh, I had this great thing, and then they okay. they played with it.
Nice.
All right, so 847 says, I have an item that looks like a fountain pen.
Right.
However, it's a gun. It has 6 tiny bullets, and it's all in its original box. My grandmother bought it a long time ago, maybe 50 years ago, as protection. I was a snoopy child, and I found it, and I wanted to shoot it out my bathroom window, but I didn't know which end of the pen the bullet would come out of. So to this day, it's never been used. That's probably good. That if that's the worry, probably good not to.
If
experiment.
You're not sure yeah. which end the bullet's
that's
coming
out, that's a thing.
Out.
A yeah. pen bullet gun.
I guess it would be great if you could send in a picture because he didn't include a brand, so it's kind of hard to look up.
Doesn't it seem like a strange, like there's like a James Bond kind of thing.
Yeah, it was probably something like that, Dick Tracy or James Bond type thing, but if he can send in a brand name, I can get a better answer for him. But it is interesting, and I would buy it if I see it.
801 says, you mentioned a Miller sign with bouncing balls. Mm-hmm. I have one of those in perfect condition.
Yeah.
What did we say that was worth?
I would think that's going to be at least 200 and up.
Mm.
Yeah, because that's kind of the iconic Miller High Life sign.
Hmm. Let's see. 224 says, I have a premier copy of Wii Magazine, OUI.
Right.
Published by Playboy.
Yeah. Most of those are like $10 to $12 a piece, depending. Some people have them autographed by whoever was in the magazine. They can go a little higher. So, but I'd say to start $10.
And I think we've had this call before, but the first edition Call of the Wild.
Yeah.
By Jack
London. I'm just refusing to acknowledge books. That's just my yeah. deal.
Is it hard with books? I mean,
yeah,
the first edition?
It's just, you know, that's not my thing.
This is not your thing.
Yeah, everyone's got their thing, and I just, you know, I know I meet
a
woman.
You're more of a movie guy.
Yeah, right, right. Never mind the toys or the beer collecting stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Sure. All right. Let's go to Dave. Dave, what do you want to brag about, Dave?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. I've got a 1960s toy. I was a child of the space race,
right.
And the Mercury program and the Gemini program. And in the 1960s, there was a toy called Johnny Astro.
Right.
That for Christmas. It was a articulated fan with 4D batteries.
Right.
And a balloon that you would blow up with a triangular
nice.
Scotch tape landing gear.
Right.
And
oh,
you could
man.
Take that balloon and slide around the room, land it on the couch or the coffee table or whatever. I played with that thing endlessly. When I found it in my mom's attic, I found out that there were no D cells in it. It was in perfect
Good.
Working order, and the box is pristine.
Yeah, I'm finding some sold for, in that condition, about $250. $250,
holy
moly. Yeah. If it was open and the box is kind of mangled, they're still about $50 to $75. But the best thing is that your mom was so cool and took the batteries out of it because
cool,
that is the worst when you, I should call it
corroded
the worst.
Batteries.
Right, corroded batteries.
Man.
That is the worst
they
thing when I find
it.
An old toy and I open up that battery compartment and just powder, you know, it just destroyed batteries in the back.
Exactly.
So, gross.
One more. I've got an original Jarts in a little bit of a beat up box.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be worth?
I'd have to say about $30 and up. I see those quite often at estate sales, the Jart.
Those are illegal.
Yeah.
No?
Right, yeah, because they don't make them. You want a funny story real quick? I had the Mr. Football game where it was actually like a mechanical arm you cock back, and it had a timer you can run the route and it throw the ball, you know, and catch it. Well, my brother and I figured if you put a Jart in there, it would throw the Jart.
A weapon.
Like a block down, it would throw this Jart.
Oh, that's why they made it outlawed.
Right, right.
Because like, the Flam brothers.
Right.
Right.
Well done.
All right. Right. Thanks,
Good
guy.
Time.
All right.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Dave. Yep. All right. Bye. Got a text in just a picture of the Star Wars cards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Luke Skywalker mm-hmm. and things like that. Are those cards worth anything? I feel like those are still on the market.
Yeah, if they're the original. But because Star Wars, they made so many, even the 70s ones, they'd have to be like the whole set, mint condition, to be worth anything. Just the Kenner toys are worth more, but the cards, they made so many, yeah. and it's just hard to get them in great condition.
And 630, I'm not even sure if this what this means, but Starbird Avenger.
Okay.
Working. So I think that means, is it working?
Hmm.
Unless that's maybe a text for somebody else.
Okay. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, and the other one is a copy of Playboy magazine from 1979 with Dorothy Stratton, famous for her murder by her boyfriend.
Right. Star 80, I think, was the movie with that. Yeah. And most Playboy or, you know, magazines like that start about $10. I mean, obviously, if they're autographed, it's more. And depending what celebrities in it, it could go up from there. But they generally start about $10 or $12.
Dead celebrity, that's no good.
Yeah, and Dorothy Stratton.
I feel this is where Swap Meet gets a little creepy. How much for the dead celebrity right. who posed naked? 1980.
Right. Yeah,
well, that's about $45.
Right. Start getting into like John Wayne Gacy art and stuff.
Yeah, right. That's for another show.
Right.
Greg Flamm, he is at DuPagePicker on Facebook and Twitter. You can also get him at DuPagePicker@gmail.com. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks,
Justin. We will see you next Wednesday here
mm-hmm.
for another episode of The Swap Meet.